Amen. And God, we thank you even now for this day. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are his strength. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are truly the blessed of the Lord, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are favored by you, Father God. We decree and declare that we have favor with you, Father God, and favor with men alike, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that divine provision show up, Father God, even this day, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God, because it's through your word, Father God, that we've been healed, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day shall be a day, Father God, of divine direction and clarity for your people, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that you continue to bless us, Father God, even in our comings and in our goings, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, new life, Father God, even over your people, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, restoration even over your people in their lives, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, the divine turnaround, Father God, take place even on the behalf of your people. We decree and declare, Father God, that new increase, Father God, new measures, Father God, new measures of substantial portion, Father God, begin to befall your people, Father God, even now, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, the gates of heaven open, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that there shall be blessings on this day, Father God, where there's not room enough for us to receive. We decree and declare, Father God, that we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God. Oh, Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the Q line and begin to start praying in our heavenly language.
Sunday. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. Thank you, God, that truly you are the author and the finisher, oh God. And we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for being our light for this new day, oh God, and letting your light shine in our presence, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for as you dispel any darkness from our minds and our will, God. Oh, God, and we want to thank you, God, for teaching us, God, how to profit. And we want to thank you, God, for also teaching us, God, that we should walk in what you have for us to do, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for new opportunities of this new day, oh God. And we thank you, God, for just for the blessings that you have for us, God, for the blessings, for blessing our food, oh God, that helps our physical body, God. We want to thank you, God, for even blessing our needs, oh God, for our spiritual body, oh God, and letting it be the truth within you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for restoration, God. We thank you, God, for healing, God, from healing us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God. And oh God, we want to thank you, God, for success, God, and walking into success, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for strength, giving us strength, God. We want to thank you, God, for the wisdom. We want to thank you, God, for the knowledge and the understanding that you give us to continue to move forward in what you have and call for us to do, God. We want to thank you, God, for insight, God. We want to thank you, God, for the movement, God, and the peace, oh God, that passes all understanding, God, and continue, God, to put your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our family, loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, because truly, God, whoever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, for your mighty name, oh God. Thank you, God, for your masterous name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy, for your forgiveness for our sins, and for covering us with your precious blood, O God. Thank you, God, for those who are laboring in the vineyard for us, God. Thank you for your many ministers and your pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophets, God, and the apostles. Thank you, God, for the work that you've given them to do. And thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah, and for their vision in having the prayer line and having the ministry that they have. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your provisions. And God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line on today, God, that you would bless them in a mighty way. And thank you for those who come to listen and be a part of the prayer, God, because you said men ought always to pray and not faint, and that we are to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that we can come to you in prayer and that you have a listening ear. You listen and you answer our prayers. Thank you for the strength of prayer. Thank you for the work of prayer. Thank you for prayer, God. Thank you because we know that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You're always with us, God, and you're always hearing our prayer. So, God, I ask you to remember your people, God. Remember my family, God. And remember all of those who are struggling, who are just having a difficult time right now, God. Touch them and bless them. And thank you for your merciful acts towards all of us, God. Remember your elderly people. Remember the children. Remember those who are in the hospitals, who are suffering, who are ill, God, and thank you for your healing. Thank you, God, for even your healing in my body. Thank you, God, for your love and your forgiveness. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, that through your blood, Father, by faith we come. Enter in, Lord Jesus, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts, my God, with praise. decreeing and declaring, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice, Father, and be glad in it. We will rejoice in the God of our salvation. And Lord, we turn to say thank you, Father, for hearing and answering prayer. And we thank you for every petition, Father, that's brought before you, Lord, as we come together in one accord. Father, it will be granted, Father, as you bow down your ear to hear. And open your eyes, my God, and stretch forth your hand, my God, and bring a mighty deliverance to the lives of you. Bring divine restoration and wholeness, my God, to the bodies and the lives of your people, to the total man, spirit, soul, and body. For you are still the balm that's in Gilead, Father, healing voices, my God, healing, Lord, the bodies and bringing wholeness and completion, Father, in spirit, soul, and body. We bless you today, Father, for your grace that is abounding. And we thank you, Father, for your miracle working power, still in operation, my God, still ongoing, my God, in the hearts and lives of your people, my God. We just say thank you, Father, for the open heaven. Thank you for your angels, even now in assignment, Father, going before us, my God, in the east, the west, the north, and the south. Your angel of protection, Father. Your angels, my God, of prosperity. Your angel of the love of abundance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the open doors. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, your blood covering. And, Father, the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you for our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop Ebola Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're strengthening. Father, as you're upholding, that you're strong and mighty. And Father, Lord, we thank you for the impartation and, Lord, the divine inspiration that is occurring in their lives, even in the ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for covering the families tonight, Father, on any children. And we give you the glory, the praise, the honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life that's still on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for trial and mercy that we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father, thank you for covering our families and our loved ones, our elders and our children, even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving us, putting us in our right mind even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving us wisdom, understanding, and guidance, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God, so that we may do your will, not our will, Father God, but your will even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind even now, Father God. Father God, and we thank you for joy even now, Father God. Touch our physical bodies from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet and allow wholeness to be found in our bodies even now, Father God. Father God, allow wholeness and completion to happen for us even now, Father God. Father God, allow forgiveness to reign in us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing no weapon to form against us, prospering even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace even now, Father God. Draw right relationships our way. In your precious name we pray. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry, oh God. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together and pray, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us peace in this season, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us be another day, Lord God. We thank you for giving us peaceful night's rest, Lord God. We thank you for clear communication in this season, Lord God. We thank you for divine connections in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening the family in this season. Strengthen mothers and fathers, Lord God. Strengthen children so that they can be wise in this season. Order their steps, Lord God. Order the parents' steps, Lord God, in this season. We thank you for touching our education. We thank you for keeping our children safe during the summer, Lord God. We thank you for partnership in this season, and we thank you for career in this season, Lord God. We thank you for innovative ideas, for money-making ideas, Lord God. We thank you for unique ideas, Lord God. We thank you for touching our leadership in this season, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Have them make wise decisions in this season, Lord God. We thank you for our elders. Thank you for strengthening them, covering them, and protecting them. We thank you for healing in this season, Lord God. Heal the body, heal the mind, heal vessels, heal organs in this season, Lord God. Strengthen the body in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for community in this time. We thank you for love. We thank you for kindness. We thank you for peace. We thank you for happiness and laughter, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our life even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to just come before you, Father God, in fellowship, Father God, of like mind, Father God, and of like heart, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of all of our leaders, Father God, even in our pastors, even in our bishops, Father God, even in our churches, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching our fivefold ministry, Father God. I want to lift up even our company of prophets, Father God, even now, Father God. I thank you now, Father God, for covering even those that are elderly, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering those that have stood in the gap, Father God, those that have just been in the space, Father God, even those guardians, Father God, those individuals, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for favoring and even covering those that are widowed, Father God. I want to thank you for favoring and covering even the fatherless, Father God. I want to thank you even for covering the stranger in our land, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for just being that divine act of protection, Father God, and just being, Father God, just being that cool breeze in the day, Father God. I want to thank you even now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in this generation, Father God, and even in our children. I want to thank you for touching them, Father God, and touching their minds, Father God, and touching even their walk, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for making even the crooked path straight, Father God, and even giving direction and clarity even to those that may have lost their way, Father God. I want to thank you even now, and I want to just give your name all the praise and the honor and the glory, Father God, that's so rightfully yours, Father God. I want to thank you, and I just want to plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over any of those that may be sick and shut in, Father God. And I want to thank you and decree that each and every prayer, Father God, request that has already been submitted, Father God, I want to thank you in advance and for it being done. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that the spirit we receive does not make us slaves so that we will fear again. Rather, the spirit we receive brought us into the adoption of sonship. We thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit within us cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, that the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are your children. We thank you, Lord, that if we are your children, then we are heirs, and we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exists and exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we give you the glory, Lord God, for the power of God that allows us to pull down every stronghold, every mindset, God, that causes us to not walk in mastery, that causes us to not walk in divinity. Every stronghold, Lord God, that creates blockage and resistance to the word of the Lord and to the anointing that is operating in our lives, Lord God, we pull it down. Every yoke of bondage, Lord God, sickness, infirmity, fear, doubt, unbelief, Lord God, issues from our past, Lord God, we pull down every blockage, Lord God, and we release your power to heal, set free, and deliver, and restore. Lord God, even the spirit of healing for everyone that's on this call, every listener, Lord God, every prayer lifted up, Lord God, we speak healing and deliverance and victory and breakthrough, provision, Lord God, housing issues, Lord God, we speak to provision, Lord God, homelessness, Lord God, we cancel every spirit of lack and release the spirit of liberality and giving so that the seed will come forth and bring forth harvest, Lord God. We thank you, God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that the current present sufferings are not comparing with the glory that shall be revealed in us, for the creation waits in eager expectation for the full manifestation of your children. And we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father, it's Melody.
Father God, we thank you for life today, Father God, and we give you the praise and honor and glory. Lord God, you are our shepherd, and we give you thanks Father God. We thank you for divine provision, Father. We thank you that there be no lack among us, Father God. And Father, we thank you for every earth-bearing seed that has been sown into the kingdom at Joy Ministry. And Father God, thank you for our leadership, Father God. We thank you for their life, and we thank you for what you're doing. And Father God, we thank you for all the prophets, the palm prophets, and we thank you for every partner. And Father God, we thank you for the supernatural turnaround, Father God. We thank you for divine increase, Father. We thank you for divine wisdom. And Father, we thank you that our foot, our planet, and Father, we thank you for the creative gifts that you've given unto us, Father God. And Father, we thank you right now for we are the apple of your eye, Father God, and we thank you for sweet sleep, Father God, and we thank you for rest in our bodies, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for our families, Lord God, and we thank you for those that don't know you, Lord God. We thank you that our lives will be a shining light for them, Father God, and we'll be the only ones that they know based on the word of God that flows in us and through us. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing in the ministry, Father God, and we thank you for what you're doing in these United States of America, Father. We pray for our president, Father. We pray for the direction that you're taking this country, Father God. And Father, we thank you, Father God, that your will be done in this earth, and every knee will bow and proclaim your name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, our Savior. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, we come to you again just to say thank you and just to say, hear our cries, God. Hear our cries and hear our prayers. Let it be pleasant and sweet to your ears, Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to gather again in your name, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you look over those individuals that need looking over, God. We ask that you cover those that need covering, God. Father God, we ask that your presence be within our home. Father God, we know that all things work together for your good, God. And we thank you, God, for the greater strength that you planted inside of us. Father God, we thank you, God, for the joy that you have given us each and every day. We thank you, God, for the love that you have given us to love one another, God. We thank you, God, for the peace of mind. We thank you, God, for the healing, the physical healing and the emotional healing and the mental healing. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, that we are already able to declare that we are healed in your name, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you, God, that you guide us each and every day, each awakened moment, God. Father God, look over our children in this summer and during this summertime, God. Father God, have your way in our lives, God. Direct us, God. Send your angels, God, to camp around us, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for your protection. We thank you, God, for your love. And we thank you, God, for your peace and your courage, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And I thank you, Father God, as your word says, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And Father God, as I come before you humbly, Father God, we as a prophetic company of prophets and a prophetic family here that is coming before your throne of grace. Father God, we cry out and we petition you, Father God, for the things that are going on in our families, God, that we have no control of, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for divine order in homes right now. We thank you for the spirit of divine peace, divine unity and love and joy, prosperity, health, and success in our home. Let it begin to prevail from home to home right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, even for our communities right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our communities right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over our cities and our states right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to tone down the violence and the shooting that are going on all over America right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, even the gang activity, God, I thank you, Father God, that you will bring order to these young men and begin to turn them in a new direction, that they are being put on a place for new structure and mentorship, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray right now for our youth all over the world right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now. We claim them for your kingdom. We claim them for your glory, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you begin to awaken their God potential, God, in the name of Jesus. And let your will be done in their life, Lord. Not our will, but your will. Let it be done in their life, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the sick and shut in right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus right now over their lives and over their bodies right now. You said in your word, Lord, that by your stripes they are already healed. We thank you, for God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer right now. And I thank you right now that you prevail, hallelujah, around them. Let your presence be surround them right now. In the name of Jesus, we call for right now Jehovah, hallelujah, Jireh, the Lord our provider. And we decree and declare divine release and increase. You said in your word, Lord, that you will give us power to attain wealth. You also said, Lord, that you are our shepherd, we shall not want. You said you will give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And you said if we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you will cause men to give unto our bosom. You also said, Lord, that you would do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, you said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And Father God, we thank you for the transfer of the wealth of the wicked, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for now prosperity. I say, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity in the midst of your people's lives right now. In the name of you, I decree and declare now prosperity, now divine uncommon favor. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of you, give your people now divine uncommon favor with God and men in high places in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that right now that you will begin to cover every pastor, every, hallelujah, teacher, evangelist, every prophet, every apostle and bishop, God. God, begin to stir up the gifts in your people, God, and let your Holy Spirit begin to prevail all over the land. Let there be an outbreak, hallelujah, of your Holy Spirit in the midst of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, right now, bless every ministry right now. In the name of Jesus, all over the land and country, bless them and bring restoration and begin to revive them. Bring them back to your first love. Hallelujah. Begin to awaken the vision, your vision, Lord, in the people of God. In the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough right now. We thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard George, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet and Deborah George. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. In the name of Jesus. We, Father God, we thank you for breakthrough and victory for them, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for every prophet that is on this line, God. And I thank you, and I decree and declare breakthrough and victory in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, I say no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against your people in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. We decree and declare victory, victory, and breakthrough in your lives of your people right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Pastor? Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you, Kapia Prophet, for coming on the line.
on tonight's midnight prayer call. We know that God is going to be doing mighty works in our lives and our family lives, all around us of what we touch. Just want to give a few announcements quickly. You can now go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, as well as her Facebook page, and you're able to download or purchase. You know, well, you can purchase the e-book, the digital copy, or you can purchase the hard copy of her new book, 1+1=Success, The Dynamics of Effective Partnership. So any type of partnership that you've been praying for in your life, you want to go to her website, PastorDeborahJordan.com, and you want to purchase the book. The digital copy is $19.99, where you can get the e-book for that donation, and it's $34.99. That also includes shipping and handling for the hard copy book, okay? So it's $34.99 donation price for the hard copy book. You want to get that, and you can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Also, the link is on her Facebook page. And share great quotes, great things that you can be learning about partnership. Also, want to let everyone know that in the morning at 9 a.m., we will be back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, at 9 a.m. for our Saturday call. Again, that's going to be at 9 a.m. for our Saturday call. Is there any other announcements from the Company of Prophets or anything that I have probably missed or stepped over? Amen. All right, and I want to thank all the Company of Prophets once again, as well as our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I know she just finished preaching down there in Connecticut, and I know that her voice was a little raspy, got the message and everything like that, so I know she's resting her voice, and they probably hit a drop zone traveling back, and she was traveling back with Prophetess Stephanie Jordan and also Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and I believe some of the ladies from Zoe Ministries went to support her down there in Connecticut. All right, we're going to say good night and God bless. And we will see you all later, and we will be back here at 11:55 p.m. Good morning and good night.